Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, what is the heart of this dispute?
I'd say if you take a look at it, it's a long simmering, you know, sort of tug of war between the 49ers and the city of Santa Clara, which jointly put together a stadium authority to run and lease out Levi's Stadium. You know, we talk about public-private partnerships, and this was one of those public-private partnerships. The public part was the 49ers. I mean, the private part was the 49ers. The public part was the city of Santa Clara. They teamed up. The 49ers put up the money to build the stadium. Santa Clara is still in there as the management overseer of the stadium authority, and they're just not getting along because the two just do business completely different ways, and it doesn't look like there's going to be any kind of agreement anytime soon.
What are the Niners saying today about all this?
Well, what they're saying is, look, what we're talking about here, first off, Jeff, is that nobody's talking about the Niners not running the football operation
right there.
What they're talking about is the off-season, the non-NFL events. And the city of Santa Clara has got two big beefs. One is that they're not seeing enough money coming from the concerts and the other shows. And the other one is that the 49ers aren't, you know, doing what we do in the public sector, which is lowest bid contracts. In other words, they're not running it the way you would run a city department. One of the beefs, believe it or not, was putting a sealant on the floors, which came into about $600,000 at the stadium. And the city was going, look, why didn't you put it out to the lowest bid? Why don't you do what we do? Well, because one's a private sector way of doing things, a business way, and another's a public sector. So that's the tension. But a lot of this goes back to even, you know, in the early days. Remember when the 49ers wanted first promised they were going to build soccer fields for Santa Clara kids, and instead they said, no, we want the city soccer fields for our development and parking, and that set off a huge brouhaha. And it's just led to one thing after the other, the latest being the Rolling Stones concert, where the Rolling Stones weren't happy with how the operation went, including the fact that they weren't able to set off their fireworks because the city of Santa Clara didn't allow it. So it's a mess. But the bottom line, kids, is that the 49ers don't have any place else to go, and the city of Santa Clara can't do this, can't pull out of the agreement on their own. So it's sort of at a stalemate. And stay tuned, because we've got politics, we've got sports, and we've got rock and roll. This story's going to have legs.
So a judge is going to have to help settle the divorce or help manage the marriage.
Yeah, or see who gets custody of the children. In this case, it is $1 billion-plus stadium. Patty, this is not going to be resolved overnight. They're not sure whether it's going to go in front of a judge or it's going to go in front of an arbitrator or what's going to happen. But the football season is kicking off, and that's going to be a whole new drama for the 49ers this year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.